Yakubu Asare was again in defiant mood as he made his appearance in court in Abuja, wearing a black T-shirt with the name of his group, the Niger Delta Volunteer Force, printed on it. The militia leader was escorted by armed policemen. His lawyers objected to the continuation of the trial in view of an application before a higher court seeking bail. His lawyers are also seeking the disqualification of the current judge, as Festus Piamo, a lawyer to the militia leader, explains.
He doesn't fit in this jurisdiction to come and hear this particular matter. We are saying that it raises the likelihood of bias, that the members of the public looking at this fact will naturally think that something special is being planned in respect of this particular accused person. We want it to be treated like every other accused person brought before this court.
The release of Yakubu Asare has been one of the key demands of militants responsible for recent kidnappings and attacks in the Delta. Ethnic Ijaw groups have stepped up their campaign for a better deal for the impoverished inhabitants of the Niger Delta. Onengia Erekosima, spokesman for the Niger Delta Volunteer Force, says the group is committed to autonomy for ethnic Ijaw or Izan people.
We are saying we are not Nigerian and that we are Ijaw people. We should be given our right to choose where we belong. That's what we're saying. So whatever they are doing, I don't know where they're getting that from. That's their business.
The movement for the emancipation of the Niger Delta has threatened to continue attacks on oil installations in the Niger Delta. Recent violence has cut Nigeria's daily oil production of 2.5 billion barrels by more than 20%. International oil prices have risen in reaction to the crisis in the Delta. National power generation has also suffered significantly following disruption of gas supplies to three major power stations. Observers say there is very little chance that the violence will abate anytime soon, given the lack of progress in addressing the grievances of the militants. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.